With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. There's been zero containment in the wildfire burning in Southern California's Ventura County.
It's been a struggle to contain a wildfire burning northwest of Los Angeles. Crews are hoping for a break from fierce winds around Camarillo, California. Steve Taylor has lived in the same home for 40 years.
We would celebrate Christmas Eve here every year and Thanksgiving. And those memories we have, but the place is gone.
He spoke to KABC. The mountain fire has forced about 10,000 people to evacuate. Ventura County Fire Chief Dustin Gardner says delay is not an option.
These aren't one of those fires where you can wait and predict and maybe stay home. Your homes can be replaced. Your lives can't leave.
While winds are expected to decrease, conditions on the ground are still dry. I'm Ed Donahue.
Hurricane Rafael is heading out over the southeastern Gulf of Mexico after lashing Cuba. The storm remains a Category 2 with top winds of 100 miles an hour. Also at SRNnews.com, President Trump chooses his campaign manager, become the first female White House chief of staff.
In the first major personnel announcement of the transition, the president-elect selected Susie Wiles to serve as chief of staff. Trump said in a statement that Wiles is tough, smart, innovative, and is universally admired and respected. He praised her for guiding a victorious campaign and said she will make our country proud.
White House correspondent Greg Cluxton. An employee of the University of Oregon is placed on leave after going on an expletive-laden tirade against Trump voters. Leonard Serrato, who's the assistant director for fraternity and sorority affairs, posted a video using the F word multiple times, telling anyone who voted for Trump in Tuesday's election to jump off a bridge, among other things. He also called them stupid and said they should get an education. University officials called the video abhorrent. This is SRN News. Another church attack in Canada, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Vandals have launched a third assault on a Polish Catholic house of worship in Edmonton, smearing it with graffiti and twice trying to burn it down. No one knows why Holy Rosary Church has become the target of such repeated attacks, but Canadian churches all across the country are in the crosshairs. In the last 3 years, arsonists have tried to burn down at least 24 churches, and others have been the subject of different kinds of vandalism. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Nebraska was the only state to have a pro-life and pro-abortion amendment before the voters Tuesday, and the pro-life measure won resoundingly. It means the state's current ban on abortion after the first 12 weeks of pregnancy is a part of the state constitution. Nebraskans rejected the competing amendment that would have established the right to have an abortion until the point that the unborn baby could survive outside of the womb. This is SRN News. There's mixed reaction in Israel to the U.S. presidential election. The latest from the media line's Michael Friedson.
Middle Eastern pundits agree that despite the satisfaction Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu displayed at President-elect Trump's victory, just how the two men's agendas will merge or diverge remains to be seen. Those who accept the view that the Israeli leader will stay steadfast in his need to fight the Iranian-backed Hamas terrorists, regardless of the amount of time it takes, may find a less willing ally in President Trump version 2, who has asserted his intent to conclude the war as soon as possible. This might mean accepting compromises Netanyahu consistently rejected, but which will set the starting point for the state of the U.S.-Israel relationship this time around. I'm Michael Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com.